Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, everybody, to the halftime hour of the Armor Report. I come at you every day at 12 o'clock. The Armor Report stands for Algorithmic Risk Management Research. What we're doing here is we are investing in the stock market, using traditional fundamental analysis as our guide to what groups, what stocks we want to own, but using the millennial tools of algorithms to help us execute more effectively and build alpha over time. This is a live trading desk, so sometimes I get distracted. I'm looking all around. I have charts everywhere. Right now, I still have a piece of my short out. Those of you who followed the follow this YouTube channel and know in the mornings at 9 o'clock, I give you about a 5-minute quick update on what our trading desk is looking at and actual trades we'll be engaged in if they occur. So I'm going to go over that in a minute. I've been tweeting out, you know, hashtag Armor Report, what our position was on the short side of this market after the gap up opened this morning. And it was a very profitable morning on the short side. So without further ado, let's get to, you know, the segments of this podcast. Let me just give you a setup of what we're going to talk about. The first thing I'd like to go over is what our top five algorithms are telling us about the whole market direction from a risk on or a risk off standpoint. We follow the S&P, the Dow, the small cap index, the mid the triple Qs, the NASDAQ 100, and the momentum index. Those five ETFs, we have proprietary algorithms we've written to tell us when to add or subtract risk into those five indexes. From those indexes and those algorithms, it grows everything else we do here. So if we're risk off across the board in those five, then we are in our most conservative position. And for an investor like yourself, who's looking to learn from this experience and perhaps use some of the information, then you know, okay, if it's risk off everywhere in the big indexes, I have to be my most defensive, whatever that means to you. And vice versa, if it's risk on everywhere, what's your most aggressive? You can follow on our website, rosenthalcapital.com, what our model portfolios are actually doing. We have three portfolios, all of which are at Interactive Brokers. We manage our capital there, and any Interactive Broker account can link to one of these three accounts and then immediately begin experiencing investing using the direction of algorithms as your guide. So we have a conservative, a balanced, and an aggressive approach. You'll see right now we're carrying a lot of cash. We have been carrying a lot of cash since December 4th. We continue to be in a big cash position, about 80 to 85% cash, short-term U.S. Treasury bills. We have exposure to the precious metals space. I'll get to that a little bit later in the show. I'm going to go over some of our day trade today and how we made money short the market. And I'm going to finish with the discussion about the cannabis stocks. This is, in our opinion, on this trading desk and on our investing portfolios, the cannabis stocks, in our opinion, will be the number one place to have money in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years. Number one. And if you want more detail on that, you can go to our website, look at our research. We've written a report on the cannabis space, and we are updating that report constantly with important information that comes out. So we're going to go over that today. So let's start with the top five algorithms. Nothing has changed yet on those algorithms. We're still in a risk-off position. So whatever that means for you, what we're saying is you want to have your most conservative exposure. Two up days in the market don't change that opinion for us. They don't affect our algorithm. Three up days, it'll get more interesting. So we had a bottom 8 days ago. Market rallied for a couple days, then had a down day and collapsed. Then they had a big rally Friday and Monday off of the Fed comments. And now a little bit this morning off of, supposed trade updates with China. But really, it's the close today that matters to us on the trading desk. If markets close on the weak side, then that's further evidence to us that this is just a normal bounce in a downtrend. This is just normal working off of the excessive oversold conditions we had at the end of the year, exacerbated by end of year tax loss selling or what have you. Not a lot of people around. They wrecked the market, drove it right out of its the bottom of its downtrend. And I went over this in this morning's call, so you can go take a look at that that YouTube live stream where I go over and I kind of showed you, sharing my screen with you, exactly what the downtrend looks like on the S&P. We were coming right up to it. And so we'll have to wait till tomorrow for me to really change my opinion at all about the market. We still believe, based on our algorithms, we are in a downtrend. This is a rally in the downtrend, which is typical. There's no volume on this rally, which is usually negative. There's been no volume reversals. A lot of the news that's propped the market up is superficial, which is classic in a bounce, right? You're sold over sold, so you get the Fed come out and they talk positive. Oh, maybe we'll do this if we need to, and everyone loves it. And then today, maybe we're going to cut a trade deal with China. Everybody loves it. Market goes up some more. But that drives it right up into its overhead. And then we start to see what the real trend looks like. And at the moment, we still believe that real trend is on the downside. So risk off, be defensive, be patient. Now's the best time to do homework. Now's the best time to do research in the on your favorite stocks in your favorite group. That's what we do on our trading desk here. We do it every day. We're always listening to conference calls, talking to management teams, gathering our information, looking at balance sheets and income statements, and determining where we want to invest when the risk on opportunity presents. We look for companies that have really great intellectual property. On our trading desk and in our investment environment, for our portfolios, both my own personal capital and that for individuals we work with, we look for investments that have a strong IP portfolio. And we don't care at all about PE. So if you're coming here to talk PEs, you know, with me, it's a complete waste of time. It's a non-starter. Price to earnings multiples mean nothing. At the end of the day, you know, the PE on GE looked great as it plummeted to like $3 a share, right? The PE on Micron, oh, it looks fantastic at 10, at 9, at 8, at 7, at 6. Now it's at 3. Oh, it's brilliant at 3. PEs don't mean anything to me. What we're looking for is the right risk on opportunity in the market in general, liquidity coming into the market, and then find the companies that have the high barriers to entry, which means they own intellectual property, IP. So I'm going to get to that group in a minute. We're going to talk groups in a minute. But before I get there, I do want to share with you the day trade today, because we started about this morning at 9 o'clock explaining how we were going to trade. And so I think it's best for me to just close that loop for you. I've been tweeting out where we've been booking profits. Let me share my screen with you. This is a picture of the NASDAQ 100, and all the indexes look pretty much the same today. So there's not, you know, you could be trading the S&P, you could be trading the small caps, the Dow, the NASDAQ 100, doesn't matter. They all looked exactly the same today. So let's just look at let's look at the NASDAQ. Okay. right here, we have a gap up in the morning, and you could see that there are three green dots. So right from the get-go this morning, the market was up on volume, bang, bang, bang. Now, normally I wait for a longer period of time before I put a trade on. But when there's a big gap of 1% or more in either direction, that is the move. So you don't need to wait for a move. Normally I wait for the market to go up big or down big over an hour-long period or more. But if it gaps big, it's already occurred. The time was last night to this morning. There's your move. So what we look for on a gap up is we look to short the failure of the gap up, because a gap closure, statistically speaking, happens a lot of the time, particularly on the third day of a rally. We already had a big up day. Then we had another big up day. Now we're gapping up in the morning. Every trade we take, we try to get on the right side of probability and statistics, and I try to share that with you. So this morning, on the morning meeting call, I explained that if we get volume moves higher that make new highs on the day, and we take out the low of that bar, we get short. Okay, so take a look at where you would get short this index. Here are the volume moves up. This is the volume bar that made a high on the day, that red arrow, okay? And now you want to short this bar right here as it closes below the low of this volume. It's kind of right at it, but it closes a tad bit below it. That's the bar to get short. What time was that? 9:42. And we tweeted this out, by the way. I told you we were getting short. The market goes straight down and closes the gap. Here's last night's closing price. And one of my favorite places to cover a short is the closing VWAP. So we have places all the way down where we book some profits. I'm going to book some profits right here on the fourth fib down, which pretty much equals the consolidation and closing price of yesterday. Then when it gets back down here to yesterday's VWAP, we cover some more. And then we bring down our stop, which is going to be right above today's VWAP on the last piece of our position. If it takes out this high right in here, which looks like, I don't know, let's call it 158 and three quarters, somewhere around there. If it takes that out, we'll book the rest of our profit. Very nice day trade. Easy way to make money in a volatile stock market. Day trading is difficult. Okay, day trading, I hope you all saw that. Just started using this new Google Hangout, right? New for me, so let's hope that worked. Okay. It's a great way to make money. And when you get a downtrend like we're in right now, and you get extreme volatility, that's when we like to look to day trade on our desk. Gap ups, gap downs, gap closures, big moves up, big moves down during the day, reversals back to VWAPs. These are mean reversion trades. And the reward is definitely worth the risk you're taking, so you put those trades on. We have a lot of cash in our portfolio. So in our aggressive account, we put some day trades on like this, and we make a lot of money. Had a real nice day today. Even though we have a lot of cash in our account, we're up a third of a percent in our aggressive portfolio today, even though we came into the day 80% cash. And it's because we deployed the cash correctly, made some money on an intraday trade, And we're actually making a little bit of money on our precious metals positions. Okay. So anyway, there's the lesson on how we like to mean reversion day trade in an aggressive market. And we do it in our aggressive portfolio at Interactive Brokers that are anyone who links to that portfolio gets to experience these investment opportunities. So let's switch over to the two groups that we care about right now. You know that we're long the precious metals group. So let me update you there. We're making some money, not a lot of money there, but we're making some money. It's nice. I look for footprints to prove that my investment idea is correct. And I look for crumbling pillars of my investment idea. And if I start to see that, We got to step out. And of course, we use stop losses for that too. So one of the things we look for in precious metals, anybody who's invested in precious metals knows this over the last 7 years at least. When the market goes up big, there's almost an algorithmic hedge trade where you see the algos go long the S&P and short GDX, which is the gold mining stocks. So we've had a huge couple up days. So let's look to see what has happened to the precious metal space. And the answer is not much, just a consolidation. Gold and silver are actually continuing to make new highs even through the big move up in the market. At the very least, they're consolidating gains without giving up much after a big move up in December. Same holds true for GDX and the individual stocks. We've got some small cap mining companies that are going up right through this market. And they continue to do so today. These are bullish footprints. If these stocks and this group can consolidate gains and edge higher as the stock market goes up, the group will blow out to the upside if the stock market goes back down to the lows of the year and tests that bottom of December, which we think will happen. And so that's a very bullish sign. So we remain committed to that space. It's a focus group. You can see on our website, rosenthalcapital.com, what our risk on, risk off monitor says. And it says that we focus on the precious metal space, and we still do. And we're getting positive feedback there. So let's wrap up with a discussion of the cannabis stocks. We think this is the single biggest place to have money from an investment standpoint in the next 3 to 5 to 10 years. We think this investment opportunity is as strong as the internet stocks in the late 90s, as the genetic stocks in the early 2000s. These are once in a generation or once a decade opportunities. And the cannabis stocks, the pot stocks, the hemp stocks, whatever you want to call them, CBD, THC, is a huge opportunity. Now, the stocks have been destroyed with the market, which is beautiful. Bring them to us. Keep doing the research. Find the names you want to own. I've written a blog post for you that I update on a continual basis. Every time new information comes out that I think is important, I update it. Today, I updated it. Go to our website, rosenthalcapital.com. Click on algorithmic research, and you'll see on the very top story is our cannabis super cycle investment story. And you'll see in there two updates. One, hang on a second, guys. All right, excellent. We just booked the last piece of our S&P trade. So we booked our trade there. We booked our gain on the triple Qs. We had a real nice short day. Now the market's moving higher and small caps are leading the charge. They're actually taking out the opening range high right now. So that's interesting. That looks like a pretty strong market right now. We had a gap closure, which is normal, but the end of the day is going to be most important. And if small caps can really power out of here, then they continue to lead in 2019, which is actually a bullish sign. Okay, I digress. Getting back to cannabis. Two stories today. One was an update on revenue guidance for Aurora ACB. They're increasing their estimates. Another was a very definitive piece, a great piece. There's only one analyst in the space that's worth even paying attention to, and that's the analyst for Cowen and Company. There's just nobody else in the space. I did put up a report about a month ago, or maybe it was sometime in December, that the Royal Bank of Canada is going to get into the cannabis space. They're going to start covering it. So you're starting to get some coverage from other big investment banks. They won't be the only one, but clearly Cowen's the leader. Their top three stocks, you can read the story, just click through. Canopy and Tilray, we've been talking about that from the beginning of our cannabis coverage at the Armor Report. Those are our two favorite names. And then they name another small one. which is interesting. But it's definitely worth a read. Everything the Cowen analyst writes, I would concur with completely. It's a great report. She's upping her revenue guidance for 2019 for all of the companies. The stocks have come down because the stock market got whacked. They came down because their earnings announcements in the fourth quarter were below people's expectations, which is absurd. The market's just getting underway. Okay, so that disappointment is perfect. Bring these stocks down to us and then start looking for weakness opportunities to start buying some of these names. Okay, so to wrap up, a couple of thoughts. We're still negative on the market. We're still risk off, even though the market's had a rally. We're right up to the downtrend. We think that downtrend's going to hold. We'd look to short up here. In our aggressive accounts, we're day trading the volatility, looking for mean reversions. When we get far enough away and we get volume spikes, we look to go the opposite way. Interestingly enough, we just got a volume spike on the small cap index as I'm speaking. It made a new high in the day with a volume spike. Ideally, if it takes out the low of that bar, we should be looking to go short small caps for the remainder of the day. That's going to be an interesting trade. But we've already had it. We've made a lot of money today, so I don't know if I'm really going to get involved in that trade right now. But I'm going to watch it closely. Continue to do your homework on the cannabis stocks. Our favorite, Kronos, KRON, Canopy, CGC, Tilray, TLRY, and others. And the behavior of the precious metal stocks continues to be bullish, so we continue to focus there. I hope you all have a great day trading. Okay, be safe out there. Be patient. Hit your pitch. Wait for your opportunities. I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, 9 o'clock, for a quick update on how we are addressing the market at the open. Take care, everybody.